You tuning in. This is our show. We know that a lot of you are new individuals that have not listened before. Remember, calling the 773-897-6461 or the 855-345-4710 doesn't mean that you've gotten in. It only means that you've been able to listen. So make sure you hit that one if you want to come in. We've got a lot of callers already hitting the one. Tonight's the night. You're going to love it because we've got the two phenomenal fast-paced, positive ladies from the East Coast, starting with our wonderful Gina Flanagan and going with Amy Kavanaugh. I, Jethro Smith, get to be a flyer of this ship, so get ready to go wild and have a great time with us because we're ready for you.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Loving everybody and getting ready to have that Thursday night. I hope you're ready. We got a lot of friends and a lot of people here calling in. Got a lot of phone and got a lot of emails. I've got to start out tonight with our first individual. You guys know the two phenomenal ladies tonight. These are our people that give you the readings and give you the best, the most intense. Please, you guys, limit it tonight to 4 or 5 minutes because of time and allowing for other people. We've had the most fun, and this is what we do here on Psychics Gone Wild. And do know that if you do get bumped out or anything, don't take it personal. Just was a little bit chubby-fingered, and I'm also teasing tonight. I don't have any chocolate on them, but I'm really having a silly time of trying to run everything. It's funny. I've done it all the time, and tonight I'm having a silly one. So if something does happen, it's not a personal. Sometimes the computer will just bounce you out. Call right back in. Starting out with our phenomenal lady, we're talking about a certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift and has been reading for over 25 years. This person developed her gift at past, present, future reading and works at a healing level to be able to draw communication from the other side, to work with her gift and help others become more wisdom and profound in their experience of dealing with her. You guys know her as our Dina. Dina Flanagan, what are you doing?
Hey, we finally have spring here in Maine. We can see the green grass, and it's awesome. I'm just so excited.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and I'm all excited today. We hit 75, and I'm all wind them because I go, who's going to turn on the air conditioner? What's going on here? And I'm having a crisis here, and here you are talking about green. You always are the wonderful healer and helper. We've got a lot of emails here for you, and we've got to bring in the other sidekick here. Those of you know this person as the medium. She's a Reiki healer. She does grief counseling. This is a compassionate, sensible woman who, straightforward heart, will let you know right across the country. Everybody loves to hear her when she's telling you what it is. We've got a person that's loving over there right now, and it is. It's Amy Kavanaugh. Amy Kavanaugh, how are you doing this wonderful night, Amy?
Great, great. Great to be here, and I'm glad that Dina's finally getting some spring. I just cannot imagine. But it was like warm today. You know, it felt like Florida today. It was, I'm not going to get much sympathy from the north, but it was a great feeling.
I love it, and I agree, and we had friends tell us, all of you guys are going through ascension energy. We talked about that last week. We're talking about this week with those of you about the healing and working within your spirit to get the most of it right now. And so those of you who are calling in, I know a lot of you guys are going, what's going on? We're going to Psychics Gone Wild. New people are writing me. They're like, Amy's the really cool one that's the mermaid, and Dina's the one that got in trouble for being Henri with Jethro. You guys learn quick. We have people already train them. Yes, she is Henri. I don't know why. No, I was the Henri one, and actually they teased me about leaving Dina alone. You'll get to hear why. We were starting to get a name out there, and I want to love all of you guys that are helping us with that. Please do us a favor. Share our page. Let them know on Facebook. Have people call in. Like I said tonight, we're going to give you 4 or 5 minutes with it. We do have shows a little bit bit more, but this way you get to have the variety. Amy, I've got a question right off the bat with an email for you. Amy, I've asked a lot of my friends how to work with the other side. They're telling me that I have to have a special teacher, and I have to be trained, or else I can work with the mediumship. Amy, is this true? Because my boyfriend passed away 2.5 months ago, and I really want to talk to him. Help me with my mediumship work.
Well, first of all, I want to say that, you know, everybody has the ability to talk directly to the other side. The benefit of working with a medium is that they're going to bring forth evidence. They've got experience. It's not, you know, we talk about having a gift, but I really just equate it more to like an athlete. They've developed the ability to work with the energy. That's why at the beginning it's really helpful to work with someone who's more experienced with the energy. But any good, just like a, you know, if you go to a counselor or a psychiatrist or something like that, the goal is for you to, you know, get on your feet and be able to do it yourself. But when you get started, you know, the big thing is to quiet your mind. And when you're in grief and you've just gone through a crisis like that, quieting your mind can be very difficult. But the key is, you know, meditation certainly helps. But, you know, it's really just a matter of being mindful, watching your thoughts, clearing out negative energy, paying attention to, you know, paying attention to the signs around you. Don't get in that debate. Oh, well, this happened or that happened. I wonder, the song came on, the coincidences and things like that. That's your loved one. Lean into it. Get rid of the doubt. But really at the beginning, if you can take some intuition development or just, you know, work with someone who's more experienced, you're going to get better results and a better comfort level about it, because it's outside of what we ordinarily do. We don't teach it in school or you know, in the we don't teach it in day-to-day life.
That's true. And we're going, Dina here, I got a couple other people writing in. Dina, what is a gallery reading, and why do you always end up helping so many people with what you do? Don't you get tired of it? I don't think I would be good as a healer, because sometimes psychically I feel like people are into bad stuff if they do this. Okay. Well, are you one of our fans? We're good people. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's asking. You get what she's asking you, Dina?
Yeah. Well, a gallery reading is when a bunch of people are gathered in a group and you read them all, you know, one individually, but everybody there can hear all the reading. So, you know, you have 10, 12 people, whatever. And I do that both with psychic work and medium work. So that's what a gallery is, and people like it that way. It's really interesting. But no, I never get tired of what I do. Really, I love it so much. I love helping people. You know, sometimes you get a little, you know, burnt out, but not very often, because most of the time it's just this most euphoric feeling to help people all the time and know that you're putting them, you know, on the right path, or just that they walk away, you know, happier, more enlightened, you know, at peace, more at peace. And so, no, definitely, I love doing it.
And I love the fact that we've been talking here as a community, all of us together. You know, it's a good feeling to have some place to go. I have a lot of groups I do here in Tampa, Florida, and like we do the radio show, to have that place where you can. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith, Amy Kavanaugh, and Dina Flanagan. And we're talking about those topics that are there, the ascension, the energy, the psychic development. Tonight, we're going to take a few phone calls. I do, like I asked you guys, to give me your name. We will do it, and so we don't repeat and have the same thing. A lot of you guys have wrote me about, you know, I had three psychics read for me. They all were telling me about it. I listened in to, and I get a lot of emails for it. What we'll do is we'll have, like, you give the thing, and we'll take turns. Amy will read, then Dina will read, Amy will read, Dina will read. That way you guys get the most for it. We get the most people in. We got so many people called in. And I do agree with you guys as the fans. You want to hear what they say, and you're being respect. But when you listen to Ted and Rita and Charles and Margaret, all of them all give the same person that reading. By this time, it gets to the fourth one, you're like, take the man, you know. So we're going to do that, and we're going to heighten it up. We complement very well. That's one thing you love about us three. And I know you guys are writing me already. They're like, what other shows have we got that are longer? We've got longer shows. Tuesday's a longer show. And we got a surprise. Amy's talking about going to help on a show we're going to do on the weekends. It's going to even be longer. So you guys hang on. There's no reason to stress. I can hear you typing already going, Jethro, don't get upset. Just enjoy it, and let's work together so we can get the most helped in the most amount of time. 305, you were live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I love your energy. It's dynamic.
Oh, thank you. And these girls, I'm working with Amy and Gina. I'm like, la la la. I would go home early. I'm like, get out of the way, traffic. I got fun to do. Get out of here. So that's what does it. You are, your name?
Eileen.
I'm feeling like the... Oh, okay. I'm feeling here with the energy. Would you like to go ahead and start here with the question you've got? And let's just start with Dina, and then we'll go from there. Dina, would you ask Dina the question you have?
Yeah, I'm going on a trip next week. I wanted to see, and it's going to be very magical and a very spiritual trip. And I wanted to see if there was anything special that I should pay attention to or look for or, you know, be open to or...
I do feel like this trip will be very magical, but I feel like it's essential in your next level of growth. That's what they're telling me. Because more so than what to look for is more like what's going to happen. Just let it happen. Because they're saying that you, it's not what you look for, it's what's going to happen. And be open, like to go with the flow and really be open to anything and everything that happens. So like, if your day happens to switch around, there's a reason for it. And that's what they're telling you is to, the magic part, I feel, is just what you're going to take away from it, because it really is going to bring you to another level. It's kind of like the piece you've been looking for, that you've been wanting, you know, to bring you up to that next spiritual level.
Yeah.
And when you come back, I feel like that you're going to be using or putting to place what you kind of, this new growth or what you're going to be learning from it. But it's more of an inside job, if you know what I mean.
I do.
So I feel like that this trip is going to propel you into what you do next. And you will be helping more people. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
On a higher level. Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's kind of what I see, but I also see that there'll be some people on this journey that you'll have connections with.
Yes.
That's also going to help you. So it really is going to be a great trip and very essential to where you're going next.
Okay, sounds perfect because, it's a spiritual cruise that I'm going on.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amy, what do you get?
Yeah, it'll be fabulous, and I'm pulling cards, and interestingly, getting a very similar message. First of all, the first card comes up is Angel Sonia, and says that your dead people, that's what I call them, are very excited about about the trip that you're taking time for yourself, and they're going to be there every step of the way.
My deceased relatives, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I didn't hear. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes, and it's interesting because I was like, that card doesn't have anything to do with the trip. So I pulled another, you know, I do them electronically. I pulled another set of cards, and I got the same card. So, Spirit loves to just tell me, you know, just go with it. You know, it's like twice the message. So that's important. The next thing is that, you know, you are going, you know, you're there to learn. And the mermaid card came through that said to open yourself up to receive. You're perfect just the way you are. And just go and don't feel the necessity to analyze things or justify your feelings or justify anything. Just posture yourself to receive, because if you get yourself in a comfortable place as far
as the trip, which is not always easy for us because, you know, we're not used to taking time for ourselves. We're not used to going on vacation. So it takes us a little bit of time to, you know, to chill out and get in the flow of the whole thing. But there's going to be, you are, I mean, the card's a little bit in the lopsided, lopsided thing as I get my groove on here tonight. But also there's going to be people that if you're, the big message is for you to go on that trip just as you are. Don't try to be more than you are. Don't try to be less than you are. And because there's people there who need to see you just as you are, or that they, so that they're open, you know, so that they're,
they can receive my energy. Right.
They can receive your energy. And, you know, it's interesting, even though we're doing spiritual work, because we, you know, decided to manifest a body, you know, we bring, you know, our ego, it's just a function. Our ego is a tool. Because we don't use it, we don't always use it proper. We don't always use it properly. And it's very difficult to balance the spirituality and having a body. And they really just are urging you to just, you know, chill out. Don't worry about the people. There's going to be people there who've been doing this stuff for longer. There's going to be people there who've been doing this stuff not as long as you. There's going to, and but to just come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way you're going to be able to help others.
Gotcha.
And then the byproduct of that is going to be as you're helping the other people by making them feel comfortable with the, you know, the density that they've enmeshed for this earthly journey. That's when you're going to, you're not going to get all the messages by writing stuff down frantically.
No, like no, no,
notes
no.
And asking questions.
No.
It's
okay.
Going to come by just being completely, relaxed. And the big message is that you are going to be a powerful example to others who are there. There's people there, you know, because nothing happens by accident. There are people on this trip that the universe had, you know, fate and destiny had in store that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like look around the corner for them. I'll just know that they're there. You're going to know. You're just going to know by the way you feel. Focus more, keeping, you know, you're just going to feel them. They're not going to look like you. They're not going to look like your other friends. They're going to be people that you ordinarily would never have had the opportunity to share time and space with, but they're going to be very, very important. Mostly your presence in their life is going to be hugely important. So,
brilliant. 615, you're on, and we've got 615. Can you hear us? I apologize. We're having a little bit of interference here on the phones. Can you hear us, 615?
Yes. Hello.
Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got a few minutes here. We're going in. We've got a lot of people. And you are?
Brianna.
Brianna, well, thank you for calling in. We've gone ahead, and I feel you've got a question here. Can you hear? I know, Dina, have we still got you on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can. And I can hear you guys just fine.
Yay, thank you. Well, you changed the energy. We've got the phones going, whoa.
I always zap the phones. I'm sorry.
Okay, what are you going to ask?
I'm just kind of frustrated at this point as far as my spiritual growth and tapping into, like, the metaphysical side of life. And I'm really just, like, crying for a breakthrough. As far as, like, I just need to tap into the other side. Like, I feel like if I can do that, then I can help change the things in my life. But I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I feel that. I felt that. That's what I felt immediately when you got on the phone. But what I'm hearing is that it's kind of like you've got it backwards. You've got to change the things in your life kind of first before you're going to have the spiritual kind of breakthrough, in a way.
Right.
Not, so that's what I'm hearing, is that it has to be the other way around, because I feel like there's still some, like, negative people around you or people bringing you down. Is that true?
It's my job.
Yeah, well, yeah, your job and people in your job, like I'm hearing. Like there's just people, I'm feeling this just energy that's bringing you down. So what they said is that you have to change that, all that first before you're going to have the breakthrough. Now, by that, you can change, like, you, without having to quit your job, you can change yourself or the way you perceive things or the way you take things in. So change yourself, which will then change the people around you at your job, which will then make you have this breakthrough. So it's kind of like you got to do the hard work of that first. But I also feel like you did have somewhat of a breakthrough. However, it's not to the level that you want it. And so that's what's going to be bring you the level, is by just changing the way you think it has to be done around. Really, the hard work is changing yourself. So by changing yourself, now I feel like that you're not ready to leave this job. Is that correct?
No.
Well, I mean, like, you can't, like, you're not going to just leave it tomorrow, is what I'm hearing.
I can't leave this job tomorrow, no. I'll be there. Yeah,
that's what I'm
hearing.
So that's why they're saying to change yourself, which will then change the energy of the people around you and your perception of the job. You know, really just kind of wake up every day and just kind of count your blessings, and whether you like it or not like it, what you're doing is you're kind of tricking your mind into thinking that you like it. But it's not even tricking it. By counting your blessings, it's changing your energy field. And
the only issue there is that I'm being harassed by my boss, and our HR department won't do anything about it.
Yeah, that
so.
Was the negative energies I felt was around you. But that's the thing. If you're not ready to leave this job tomorrow, you're being harassed.
Right.
You can't change that. So the only thing you can do is change your energy, which then changes their energy. And it will, and it, believe me, it works. It will change things. And with that, you will have this next breakthrough that you want. But that's how they're telling me that you need to proceed with it at this point to go to this next place. Because you're kind of like stuck. You're in a, you know, you're just stuck. Your entity is stuck.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel the stuckness. I definitely do.
Yeah, definitely. So that's how you unstick it or become unstuck. Is doing that. And it's hard work, changing your perception, changing your energy, waking up every day and even thanking, you know, God or the universe, whatever, for your job, your spirit guides. Thank them for that job. Thank them for the lessons you're learning in it. And that will change a lot of things around. And then if you do this every day, your body will start to really feel that, and that's what it will put out. And then it will, it really does change people.
Okay.
So that's what I'm feeling that you need. Amy?
Yeah, pretty similar. First of all, it takes 21 days for a behavior to become a habit. And the other important thing I want to say before I pull from spirit is that when people have a spiritual awakening, they think their life is going to get all fluffy and pretty. But usually it's just the opposite that happens. We're faced with a set of challenges that are really a gift for us to use our new tools and our new awakenings. And it's difficult at first because we feel like we can only be spiritual around other spiritual people. So when we're in toxic environments and things like that, we gravitate to our old ways. And that's the first card that came through. So you're trying to live in two worlds. You know what the universe has in store for you, and you know how you feel when you are in a spiritual place. But then when you go to the workplace, it's like, well, that's not going to work here because these other people are not spiritual. But it's going to work even better. That's why you're there, is to bring healing to the situation, and that's why the, you know, I'm just talking metaphysically about, you know, the experience. And that's why this person, you know, this abusive, harassing boss has been put on your path, is so that you can bring light to the situation and grow further spiritually by mastering this relationship with your boss, and by HR not getting involved while, you know, our self and our, you know, our ego is going to be like, this isn't fair, this isn't fair. It's really like a great, great thing, because you're going to find that you don't need, you know, you don't need everything you need to have happiness is inside. You have all the tools. You don't need this HR person. You don't need, you just can face this head on. So in the morning when you wake up, if you can just remind yourself that this is not an accident, this is not, and it's not even, like Dina was saying, it's not even really unfortunate. It's really a huge blessing. It's going to give you the courage to face this situation with these, with your new toolbox that you're forgetting that you even have with you when you walk into the workplace. The next card that came up, the mermaid said to use music to keep you grounded and to keep you balanced. You know, I don't know if you can listen to music while you're working, but if when things get weird and you start feeling like, you know, when the tension starts and everything like that, if you can just hum or chant or think of a song that makes you feel lighter and brings you in tune with your guides and your more spiritual self, that's going to diffuse the situation. It's going to, like, give you the courage, and it's going to remind you who you are and why you are there. And then the final card here is Archangel Gabriel. It's a girl, not Gabriel, Gabriel. And that this is, you know, just to remind you that that you are at this turning point, and so it's natural for you to have these insecurities and things like that, because it's all, you know, it's all brand new to you. And then these things have sort of come out of left field, and just reminding you that you're protected, again, not by the HR department, because obviously they're not going to, they're towing the corporate line, or, you know, for whatever reason, not by any other human, but protected by, you know, your guides and your angels, and that you are loved. So, because when these situations happen, we tend to feel like we're not loved, and we shut ourselves off from the source of really where this all comes from. So, of course, it's easier said than done. But the big, you know, the big takeaway, which is just reiterating what Dina said, is that this isn't that, you know, this is part of your journey, and you are going to learn and grow and move past all this. But the real tips here, I mean, the thing that stands out to me in the cards I pulled is this idea of music, you know, using the music, whether you can listen to music quietly at work, or even if you can just chant or hum or think of a song, you know, get a song playing through your head. Make sure you listen to some, you know, right before you walk into the workplace if you can't listen, because that's going to shift, you know,
shift my energy.
Changes the vibration, and it's going to shift, and it's going to shift your energy, and it's going to remind you of your angels and your guides and all the people, and it's going to diminish the power that these other people and that the situation itself has over you. So that's what I'm pulling on it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We love
Good
you.
Luck.
This is
Let
going
us know how it goes.
And those of you talking about us, getting with us, get with PsycheSgoneWild.com, put in the things. We've got a lot of emails. I got some fun things here. I'm having a lady from over in Kanda, she's asking, there was a computer missed out of my place. I want to know if you psychics can help me. It was a very expensive computer. There are two men involved. I don't know how to send a picture, Jethro. You always have to have pictures. I think they can help me without it. Okay? They're saying that... She's saying that they took the computer. It was stolen out of the lab. There was two men. She doesn't understand why, but the older gentleman seems remorse and is worried about it, while the younger man has repeatedly asked other people to have her fired. Is she right in suspecting that someone took the computer to get her to lose the job, or is the computer sold? What are your ideas on what happened to the missing computer in Britain?
That sounds like
your
specialty,
Jeff. I know. I am feeling that, and I'm making it work with me on the energy and incorrectness. This is a radio show, not a TV. If we had a TV show and you were to put this together, I mean the three ladies would work on it. But I am looking at what's written here, and I am also I'm cheating because I can see your aura. You got to realize on Facebook, when you put your picture up there, that's you. So I hope that's you. So because the person I'm reading is having a lot of stress, and I feel like there's something else going on. I feel like that there is a setup where you work, and looking at your picture here and what I'm going into, they're telling me that it is a woman, and the woman wants you out of there. She's sick and tired of what's going on. She keeps saying that you talk out of one side of your face, which the expression means you're not saying what exactly is there. I feel that they're going to be doing something out where you're going to be in a different job. They keep telling me that there's a person that kicks like a mule there, and they say that. Now, that expression to me means somebody who's got a little kick and a bite about him, the older one. I feel he's on your side, and I feel that you and him together need to sit down and work this out. Do a little Ellery Queen detective work, and I feel like they're going to fire the Pisces. I hope that helped. I do love you guys calling in and writing in. We're going right on. We've got another one right here. We're going to grab 215. You are live, 215. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
The truth is I cut myself with a razor and I'm being a crybaby, but I'm still trying to be fun. I have to tell the truth because Amy's teasing me and Dina's over here, and Dina will tell if I don't. You are?
I'm Jackie in Delaware. And I love your honesty.
I love you, Jackie. We're friends, and you know what's really rocking is your energy. They talk about me with the positive. You called in, and it just went really high. And I had someone tell me tonight that they're all mad, that they were mad at me because they thought that me and Amy were playing with their computers. Whenever we're on together, things happen real crazy. I wrote back, and I teased them, and I said, we only do that to the special ones. And I shouldn't have done it because I think the guys are teasing me because everybody's special to us. So those of you, if you're getting anything silly, I'm sorry. Please, guys, be good, because they're just, they're rolling the energy. And I know the person was teasing me. We were writing back and forth. And, Jackie, go ahead and get your question, and thank you for calling in. I can feel that you've got a very serious one.
Well, I just wanted, I am ready for love. I haven't been in love in a long time. I'm ready for love. I'm inviting it in. But I do want to say the caller that called in before with the work problem, I feel bad for her, because I've been there before. Not the email question, but the live caller. So I just wanted to let her know that I'm sending her white light. But my question is about my love life.
Okay. Yeah, you do have great energy.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, it's not, these work problems are very real. Work is a big part of your life. I'm really glad that you shared that. Dina, do you want to go first while I pull some cards?
Sure. So yeah, I love your energy too. I felt it too right away. And what's happening is I feel like you have been busy helping people. And in the process of helping people that, you know, you haven't really had the time for or the space for a love life. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden it feels like, okay, now it's time to help you. And so it's time for you to be happy. It's time for you to get rewards. It's time to help you. That's what you guys are saying. So they are shining upon you. They're saying they're shining upon you right now because they hear your request and they hear that you've asked. And so now that you're ready and you have asked and they hear your request, they said they're very proud of all the work you've done and that they want to reward you with what you need and want. However, don't be surprised if it comes in a different package, what they're saying. So be prepared to look at different packages, something that you're not used to. But it will be good. It just might come. They're saying we'll give you what you need, but it may not be what you want, but in a way that, in other words, the package way. You'll get it. You know what I'm saying? So be open to a lot of that. Are you thinking about doing a dating site?
No, I'm definitely not.
Because that's what they're saying. Stay away from that. They're saying if you are, stay away from it because you, the person that's coming in for you is somebody that you'll meet, you know, like in a positive, they're saying in a positive environment, a positive way, positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite in the picture yet, but I feel like it's in your energy field. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... Yeah, so I'm feeling like you have a little bit more work to do within yourself or for yourself because now that you're ready, it's like still preparing. They're saying you still need to prepare. That's what they're telling me. So after you do this bit of preparing, then they say you'll be really ready. So putting it out there and putting it in your energy field that you're ready will now start you for the preparing. And then after the preparing, you'll know why you had to. It wasn't quite. So in other words, step one, step two, step three. And when it comes in, when it's time for it to come in, you will know, you'll feel it. Like, okay, now I know why I wasn't exactly quite ready. I had to go through these steps. And they're good steps. They're not necessarily bad steps. They're like enlightening steps is what I'm hearing.
So my intuition is right that I should not go online dating because I don't want to do that.
That's what they're saying, that you're not quite – it's a negative sort of vibe for you right now.
Yeah, and it always has been.
Yes. So they're saying that once you do this steps in preparing, now that you have put it out there and asked for it, you will draw it in your atmosphere around you without having to do the online dating. The online dating is just if you want to. But they're saying that you will draw it in without it. So that's what they're telling you. But after these steps, so I'm hearing it's more like toward November. They keep showing me November.
Oh, okay.
So do the steps, prepare, and it's going to come to you. They're saying they want to reward you. They hear your request, and they want to reward you.
Okay. Thank you.
The help that you've done for everybody, yeah. Amy?
Yeah, what I'm getting is that you are entering into a new phase right now. So, and when it's important when we enter into a new phase that we somehow mark that. So it may be a good time to change something about you. You may want to change your signature color or change the color of your hair or, you know, it doesn't have to be physical, but just change something up so that you know that you are a different person and that that this new person is the one that is going out and manifesting a partner. The mermaids are, you know, indicating to me that it has been a difficult time. You've had a lot on your plate. So there wasn't a lot of time or energy to be able to do that. But they have they've cleared that out. But it's time to let go of the old and worn out so that the new can come in. That doesn't mean you have to go out and buy all new clothes. It doesn't have to be cost a lot of money. But somehow memorialize it that this is a new phase. And I think that's the time that Dina is talking about you making for yourself. Now, I see you're going to meet this person through volunteer work, perhaps volunteer work having something to do with animals. So I don't know if animals are, you know, something that you're interested in, but perhaps volunteering at the Humane Society or volunteering outside, you know, animals could also just mean outside, you know, outside or something like that. But now I feel the dating, the online dating, one friend of mine who is a reader, she swears by it, and she just thinks it's the best thing. And I know my daughter met her fiancé on dating sites. For you right now, I don't think it's the right thing. It's going to pull up insecurities, and it's going to pull up the old you take you back in time instead of move you forward in time. So the big thing I'm getting here is that do something to remind yourself that this is a new chapter, new, fresh, improved, not improved, but, older, a little older, wiser, and memorialize that somehow. So when you look in the mirror, you have that you know you're a different person. Wear your hair different. It can just be little. Find a signature piece of jewelry, something. Just something to constantly remind you when you look in the mirror, you're a different person than you were. And that these
that's so weird because I wanted to I had my makeup done for like a photo shoot for work, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna change my makeup routine, and I consulted the person that did it, and that didn't work out because she lives too far away. But I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. I mean, you can just go and buy a different color lipstick or do something different with your eyes. I just bought some makeup because I always forget, and I put makeup on it every day, and I started using eyeliner. It's not that big of a deal. It's great if you can go get a professional makeup job, but it's got to be something that's going to fit into your life. You can't go running out to, the Clinique counter every morning before work or every night before you go out or every Saturday before you go to the Humane Society and volunteer and meet this person. It has to be something that's sustainable, and there's plenty of, just go and, go if you live someplace where they have like a, an Ulta or a Sephora where you can play with the makeup and stuff, find stuff that smells good, and it's easy to use and stuff, so that you know that you're going to use it. And again, 21 days to make a habit, and just so that when you look in the mirror, you have a constant reminder that that you are a new person. You're not doing this so you'll be prettier. You're not doing this so you'll be better. You're just doing this as a gentle reminder to yourself that you're a different person and you're in a different stage of your life. Maybe you want to go through your clothes and donate some of your clothes. Again, this doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but just find the things that you know you look good in and you feel good in and are comfortable and all of that stuff, and some of the other stuff that, that you wear, and then once you're out, you're like, why do I have this on? Get rid of the stuff. It's time to move on, and the way you're going to move on is do some sort of rituals. We don't have rituals in the way we live our life anymore. So certainly we're not going to go out in the backyard and have this big ceremony and burn the clothes or something like that, but we can still do these little rituals out of everyday things. Like you said, putting the makeup on, or, coming up with a signature color. Say every new piece of clothing that I buy is going to be whatever your, whatever it is that's your favorite color that you get the most compliments on. Something like that, just so that, and it's for you. It's not, you're perfect just the way you are, but this is just to remind you that you're not who you used to be and that there's great things in store. And that you're just going to radiate that energy. So it's a, so I make sure it's clear. I'm not saying if you get some makeup on, you find a guy. This is for you.
We love it,
well,
Jackie.
Thank you.
We're going into our phones, and we've got a couple of you guys going wild, hanging on, going crazy. We've got a couple of our videos have went viral. We have we want to thank all of you put in. I do know that Kevin DeMarcia's video is not out, and it is a video for the two ladies that are on, and I do apologize, but I need you to send it to me in an MP3 format. I do have a brand new computer, but whatever's happening, the format keeps coming to me, and it says it's censored in this country. So you've got to resend it to me with a permission, and I don't understand what's going on with that, but it's something going on between the United States and the United Kingdom. Once we have that video, we'll be out there. I've got a friend writing in right now. They're saying, Amy is still the best. I love her every time I listen to the show. You made me cry tonight, Amy, when you talked seriously about some issues here. I'm experiencing a lot in my life. This is from Jill Darrell in New York. You always make me feel better. I've got an email I'm writing here. When did Dina ever let Jethro? She should have pushed him off the cliff when they were together in another life. Something's happening. She's getting too nice, Jethro. Don't you dare think it's going to get easy, okay? I hope I never go to Tennessee. Obviously, I'm going to be in trouble is where that came from. I don't know what that means, but I guess they want her to push me over the edge. 678, you're not too late. We're still doing Psychics Gone Wild. We got a little bit of time. Would you like to talk to the lovely ladies?
Yes, I would. Hello, everyone.
Hi,
my name is Kenya, and my question is, I've always had a dream to be a doctor and to be an actress, and I'm pursuing the doctor part of it now, but just within the last 3 weeks or so, the acting bug or whatever it is has really just been on my mind, so I just wanted to know if you saw anything where I could kind of dabble in the entertainment world and maybe incorporate both of them into my life.
Well, I think you would be I think you'd be great in that field. I do see you having a balance or a mix. So what I feel is that to continue with the doctor thing, and to still dabble with the acting on the side, because I do feel like you can balance it. It's a little tough right now, but I feel like if you keep pursuing it and dabbling in it, I think you can do little bits right now, bit parts or bits is what I'm seeing.
Right.
And I feel like if you continue with it, within time, it's going to grow for you. But again, I see you doing both. So for a while, that's what you can do, because I feel like more the acting is to fill that side of you, because, like, again, they're showing this balance, like you need both sides, so that the acting will fill both sides for you. And have you put in for something right now?
As far as acting?
Yeah.
No, not as of yet. I was thinking about maybe looking for an agent.
Yeah.
And just maybe doing some side work, whether it's commercials or something to that effect.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you need to go pursue that part of it. and if that part doesn't pan out right away, then you need to be doing local acting. You know what I'm saying? Like in your area, playhouses or whatever. So in other words, don't get discouraged with that and do the local acting or the smaller acting if you can't get into the other right away. But you definitely need to be doing, because it's saying that you will be good, very good at it, but not just that. It's because it balances you. The two will balance you. It will fill that part of you. Like you, I see you getting very bored if you just do doctor stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
And it won't fill you, but yet it will fill part of you. It won't fill all of you. So definitely you need the balance of the two, because your creative side needs to come out big time, and you'll to share it with the world would be incredible, because I do see if you stick with it and if you keep pursuing it over time, it's going to go to where you want it to go, you know, the acting, that is.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So Amy?
Yeah. Well, half and half, and rarely do I disagree with Dina, but I'm going to jump to the part where I disagree. Because the cards are saying to break free, try different ventures and experiences. And that, exactly, it's going to make you a better doctor. And being a doctor and all of that scientific method and everything like that is going to make you a better actress. But they're urging you to use caution. The caution, as soon as I saw this card, for me, it was about, you know, finding someone that says that they're going to, you know, says that they're going to do this or do that. And, you know, and I got a strong message about doing the local stuff, perhaps taking an improv class or something like that.
you are going to be good and you're going to be discovered and you will have an agent. But if you just go find an agent right now, they're going to send you on this wild goose chase about, you know, you need picture, you need this, you need pictures, you need this, you need this, all this stuff. And it's not going to move you any closer to acting, and it's going to it's going to be costly, and it's not going to get you where you – so improv or community theater, but improv or, you know, acting improv is what – I'm just going to stick with that, improv. And that this acting is really going to – right now – it's going to be like there's these two parts of you, because it's saying to break free, and so it almost seems like two divergent paths, but as you grow in each of them, the paths are going to come together, and somehow this acting is going to be incorporated into your practice of medicine. Not to be that you're going to be like Marcus Welby, MD, you're probably too old for that, or, you know, ER or whatever, Grey's Anatomy, but that it's going to, it's part, the acting is part of your, that's where I'm saying that the acting is going to make you a better doctor, and the doctor's going to make you a better actor, and it's going to come together, because the final card is about one of the most beautiful cards I've ever seen. I pull them electronically, and every once in a while, some come up all the time, but this one's never come up before. It's interesting. It's your life's purpose card, and it's justice, and it's this beautiful white angel, not even like white, like white, like cloud white, but like that translucent white that you can only get when you're totally full of real light and stardust. And your career is going to bring fairness and protection to others who need your help. And I just really sensed before I even saw this card, because I thought there was only three here, and before I saw this one, it's just so lit up and I'm getting goosebumps. Somehow you are going to, through both of these things, bring some sort of awareness and to some sort of medical, you know, some sort of not necessarily a disease, but you're going to change the way, you're going to be part of the people who change the way they practice medicine, where it's going to incorporate elements of fantasy to facilitate the healing, and it's going to incorporate aspects of spirituality, but it's not going to be all the way over on woo-woo side either. So so that's the message, and but the big thing is really be careful. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do, and it's not going to be difficult to do it, but if you're too, if something looks too good to be true, or someone's going to, like, you know, discover you and all that kind of stuff, they are not coming from a place of integrity. So be very careful. You know, it's okay to trust your gut. It's okay not to get a good feeling about someone. A lot of times we feel that we just have to like everybody, and then we end up in situations where people, you know, take advantage of us, and it's like, wait, how could that happen? And, you know, so just trust your gut. You'll find you'll find people who are going to open doors for you and present you with opportunities, but it's really going to be, you're going to really have to select that part of it carefully. So you're just going to have to select that part carefully. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean it's going to happen any slower. It'll probably happen quicker. But just trust your gut on who you get to help you. That's what I
love. Thank you, Amy. We thank you, Dina. I know you're in here and you've got the wild thing going on with the phone. Definitely keep us informed. We want to know which one of these two wild ones are predicting, and we all love you. You got to call back. We've got one time for one more. Did we help you, Kenya?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
You too. We've got one more phone call, and we've got 5 minutes. There's about 48, 36. Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of people. What we're going to do here is we're going to grab this next phone. You've already heard the unmute button. We're looking down. We're grabbing it, and it's the next person in lineup. It's 253. It's you, me, and 123, Amy, and Deanie. Deanie's going to be Dina tonight. We got us all here together. How about you, 253? Would you like to ask a question of our two phenomenal ladies?
Hello. This is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, I've been in a relationship for 6 months, and we're kind of broken off for a little bit. He needs to work on a few things, you know, for himself. And I just wanted to see, is there, you know, are we going to, you know, continue? Or is it, you know, where is it going to go?
I'm going first because I got these cards and I got these cards blurting out here. The universe created this period of time for you to spend alone. That's the first card. She's a mermaid. She's sitting by herself. The universe created this time for you to spend alone to determine what you truly desire, what you truly, truly desire. And it's going to become clear to you. But unfortunately, what happens to women, all women, I'm sorry for the tone of my voice, but I was so excited when I saw the cards, is when any kind of, even if we wanted the relationship to end, when relationships end, I keep stuff out on the front lawn, just like, boy, we're living in South Carolina, so it was okay. White trash, redneck move. But then I'm like in a ball crying, like, you left me. It was like, step back and let's examine what really happened. But women just want nests, and when our nests are, you know, dismantled, we flip out. So you're not going to, unless you really make this time, you're not going to use the time to meditate on what you truly desire. You're going to be, it's a boy, you know, because we get very, we get very comfortable because all women want are nests. Anyway. And so during this time, also they're going to help, your angels are going to help you heal some things that are still unhealed. And, you know, run that time, but we all know what that is. And it's just another time for it to come to another level of healing. The next thing the angels are saying is simplify your life. Eliminate unnecessary things. Now I'm laughing because they said eliminate unnecessary things from your home.
I've been doing that all week.
But yeah, exactly. And
I've been doing the shredding.
160 pounds of clutter from your home. And I don't mean to laugh because it's horribly painful, and my heart truly breaks for you because you are so courageous. You're so courageous. Becky's a widow, just like me, and she's like my dating. Role model, if I could just be like so courageous. And the final card here is that they're leading you to answers. You're going to know the answer. Don't beat yourself up. So I'm trying to really read some cards because I know Becky, so I don't want to start like telling her what to do like my friend. So I'm really trying to read very carefully from the cards. They're leading you to answers. But the first card, the most important card is the first card. The universe created this opportunity. Nothing bad happened to you. Know, you're not the victim of a crime here. The universe gave you a beautiful gift, and that is time for you to spend alone so that you can clarify. Now you have more information. You can clarify what you truly desire. And it doesn't matter right now if it's this. You don't have to decide, is this over or is it not over? No, you know what? It's not over because no relationship is ever over. They're not over. But you just use this gift that you were given. Push yourself to use it for your highest good and don't lapse into what all of us would do if we were in your shoes. And it'll be a great thing. And now I'm going to be quiet and get someone else to give you some.
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you there, Dina? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Dina. And Dina, we've got 30 seconds before they shut us out the door. We go. And it's Jethro, Becky, Amy, we love all of you guys. I hope you guys got to listen. Do you want to say anything real quick, Dina, before they push us through that door?
No, just, hey, everybody enjoy this new spring, this new energy coming on. It's going to be really good. And just kind of pretend like it's a new, brand new day to the rest of your life.
Loving everyone. Stay tuned. We will be on tomorrow night, Friday. Patty Negri, she's on the East Coast. We got her over here to tease her. She'll be on tomorrow with me at Jethro. Take care.